It is well with my soul, WWIB. Coming up on 5:45 and 57 degrees. I hope it's well with you and your soul on this Friday morning. As we start the best 5 minutes of the day with two brothers from another mother, Jason Cans. Good morning.
Good morning.
I had a good night's sleep. How about you?
I think it was pretty good. I went to bed at a reasonable time, and I slept through the night.
Yeah.
And I would have happily stayed in bed, but it was a good night, I think.
Mm-hmm. Through the Night, that's the name of our overnight show. Whether Rod Larson or Fred Scholl, we got some great overnight hosts.
Huh, very good.
Through the Night. Yeah, so this has been my challenge. I don't know, I grew up, I remember my dad, back in the days when we had just like three TV channels, maybe four if you count PBS, and so, you know, watching the convention was a big thing. So for me, as kind of a recovering political junkie, and I think we've talked about that before. Neither of us likes politics as much as we used to, but the fact, I still kind of am drawn to it like a moth to the flame, and my wife, not so much. She's just like, yeah, I can do without it. And it's just for her kind of politics in general. It's amazing. I've got another really good friend. You had lunch with us before. And he's a huge politics fan, but his wife, not so much. So, I don't know, how have you handled the convention this week?
I did not watch the convention at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my wife actually probably caught more of it than I did. It's very interesting because for the large majority of our marriage, she had zero interest in politics. And she's often as informed or better informed than I am these days, which is a weird shift. And it's fun to be able to talk politics with her because in the past we couldn't.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things out there. I think, you know, for a long time now, it seems like we've gone more and more with the personality. I mean, that always mattered. I mean, I'm going to go back to the 70s. Jimmy Carter had the nice smile and, you know, peanut farmer from and everything. But, I mean, Ronald Reagan. But it seems like it's become more and more of that, don't you think?
Yeah, you know, I wonder, part of me wonders how much that shift happened with the advent of television.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they talk about Nixon versus Kennedy, for example.
Right.
You know, and
Nixon
you know,
had the 5 o'clock shadow. Yeah.
Right. You know, and I think, you know, as we've moved like more and more into social media, the immediacy of access to information, I think it has shifted how we view politics. You know, I think the increasing number of celebrities rather than politicians.
Yeah, well.
You've got a ticket where they have a combined total of 6 years of political experience and running for the top two offices. You know, and I think in the past that would not have been the case.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Coming back, I think it was even, well, so last night, I mean, it was like by the time the Trump's speech was after 9 o'clock. I'm like, I am tired. I shut up. And it went apparently an hour and 33 minutes, which is a new record for a convention speech length. So,
wow.
Yeah, there you go. We're closing out Acts chapter 4. We got four verses, 34 to 37. Lay it on me.
It says, there were no needy people among them because those who owned land or houses would sell them and bring the money to the apostles to give to those in need. For instance, there was Joseph, the one apostle nicknamed Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. He was from the tribe of Levi and came from the island of Cyprus. He sold a field he owned and brought the money to the apostles.
And what does Jason have to say about that in his devotional commentary, Letters to Beloved? One paragraph goes like this. In Western culture, it's easy to operate from an assumption of independence and self-made success, but that's not how my kingdom works. What affects one affects all. In the early church, they recognized that something was wrong if just one of them were hungry or had no place to sleep. There were rich and poor among them. The rich readily shared their wealth, even selling property as needed to ensure they addressed everyone's needs. One of those generous people was a man named Joseph, a Levite from the island of Cyprus. The apostles nicknamed him Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. He sold a field and gave the proceeds to the apostles for the needs of the church. Final thought.
You know, I think sometimes how we understand Scripture is shaped by the culture in which we live rather than the other way around. And to me, this seems like one of those examples where we kind of shift our understanding of what actually happened based upon how we live in this particular society.
It got me thinking because I'm going to the breakfast for the Eau Claire Chamber this morning. They've got a panel to talk about the homeless issue in Eau Claire. So this got me thinking about that. So
very good.
Thank you, friend. Hope to see you tomorrow for breakfast.
Yeah, briefly, I think we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. That pains me, but all right.
All right, something that I am curious about because I saw this little factoid this morning, and it said this. About 50% of us, so half of us, wet our toothbrushes before putting toothpaste on them. And I realized I don't do this, but I kind of do. And so I'm curious if you would indulge me. 715-396-1670. What is your teeth brushing? What is your brushing routine? Because this is what I do. I do not wet my toothbrush before I put toothpaste on it, but I do wet it afterward, which sometimes, I know seems dumb, sometimes I've actually knocked the little bead of toothpaste off, but it's just always been like, it feels weird and dry to just put toothpaste in my mouth without some moisture. Am I weird in this? Do you wet your toothbrush before or after or not at all? Wet or dry toothbrush, how do you do it? 715-396-1670. This caught my eye this morning, and it's like, it says 50% of us wet our toothbrushes before putting toothpaste on them. But what percentage of us actually do what I do and put the toothpaste on and then wet the toothpaste and the toothbrush? I don't know. But I feel like I need a little moisture when brushing my teeth. Are you a wet toothbrush guy or gal? Dry toothbrush? Do you do what I do? Do something a little bit different? Curious if you'd indulge me. 715-396-1670. 715-396-1670. Shoot us a text or a voicemail. What do you do with your toothbrushing routine? The WIB Wake Up Show, Caleb and Havel with you on a Friday morning on WWIB, where we are family. As you know, if you've been with us for a while, it's one of our Friday morning traditions to get you caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week in news and sports and politics and pop culture. You're a busy bunch, and so we do it in condensed form. We call it headlines, and here we go.
Caleb, a recent study found that people will make healthier choices if a vending machine has a built-in 25-second delay system.
Exactly. For example, they'll choose the regular Oreos instead of the double stuffed ones. Well, we've known for a while that prolonged sitting day after day contributes to serious chronic illnesses such as heart disease and diabetes, but a study finds that people who are physically fit generally ward off those diseases despite having a desk job.
However, if you get out of breath adjusting your office chair, you might be in trouble.
Indeed.
In case you didn't know, a Belgian man holds the world record of sitting on the toilet an impressive 165 hours.
Yeah, people like him are the only thing keeping newspapers in business.
I'll say.
Another survey finds that 80% of us think we're good spellers.
But if you've ever been on Facebook, you know the reality is more like 10%.
If that.
Archaeologists in Bulgaria found a marble statue in an ancient Roman sewer.
Residents were happy to finally discover what was clogging the pipes for 2,000 years. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas has been accused of not disclosing a yacht trip to Russia and a private helicopter flight to a palace in President Vladimir Putin's hometown.
I mean, sometimes the only Airbnb available is a palace, right?
You gotta do what you gotta do.
And finally, Wallet Hub has once again named Fremont, California as the least stressed city in the U.S.
Somehow I'm guessing they don't use Facebook there. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sassy special sauce, lettuce, cheese, beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sassy sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sassy sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sassy special sauce, beef cheese. It's a good time for the great taste.
Well, a fellow Wisconsinite, friends, is about to do something pretty amazing or appalling. You be the judge. Don Gorski of Fond du Lac will soon consume his 35,000th Big Mac. 35,000. Mr. Gorski, who holds the world record for eating Big Macs, if you didn't know there was such a record, stand informed. Gorski, who holds the record for eating Big Macs, has eaten at least one Big Mac every single day of his life since 1972. And just to make things interesting, he's had a Big Mac in every state in the U.S. of A. Coming up on 35,000 Big Macs, Don Gorski from Fond du Lac. And all I can say is,
well, isn't it amazing?
The WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, where we are family. It's 9 minutes before 9 o'clock, 70 degrees. We call this Halvo's weekly labor of love. He puts it together, condenses the entire week's worth of shows into just a few minutes. It's the best of the week.
I had a dream last night that I went to prison, and I'm wondering if that has something to do with going back to work.
Well, we got the first of two drawings here this morning.
We do indeed. So this is from everyone who came out to our Summer Smiles finale event yesterday. Thank you so much. Gorgeous day at Avenue Orchard. We had a lot of fun and really enjoyed that time. And so this is for the Wisconsin Dells Family 4-Pack. And we added to this, as we told you right before the event, it is now 7 different Wisconsin Dells attractions with 4 passes each. So the winner of this will get 4 passes to Mount Olympus Water and Theme Park with all the roller coasters, Land of Natura Floating Water Park, America's largest floating water park, also Circus World in Baraboo, the original Wisconsin Ducks, Top Secret, Lost Temple Adventure, Tommy Bartlett Science Exploratory. The winner will get 4 tickets to each of those. This package is worth well over $600, Alvo.
Fantastic. All right, we're rustling through the box here. Who is going to be the winner?
The winner is Anna Westaby from Fall Creek. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Keith in Owen on the listener line reminding us that David Hasselhoff, I said Baywatch, he said he was also Knight Rider. But he talked to his car. He says, very good. And Keith also sharing that he listened last week from North Dakota and listening this week from Winter, Wisconsin. Well, you're just traveling everywhere, Keith. That's fun. Keith's our faithful listener from early in the morning, so we appreciate that.
We are ready now to do the drawing for our Summer Smiles grand prize, which is 2 full event tickets plus parking to OneFest 2024 and the very last pair of meet and greets for the Saturday night headliner, Toby Mac. Unavailable for purchase because they're all sold out. The last two we have. And so your only chance to meet Toby winning this drawing. And the winner is
coming up after the break. But we do have a winner, I guess.
We do indeed. All right. Thanks for waiting with us. Who gets to meet Toby Mac at OneFest, plus gets 2 full event tickets and parking for OneFest 2024? The grand prize winner from our Summer Smiles events. And again, thank you to Marquardt Motors, Buick, and GMC for their sponsorship all throughout the summer. The grand prize winner is Hope Schwartz from Eau Claire. Congratulations, Hope. You're meeting Toby Mac.
Congratulations, Hope. That's awesome. How exciting. You're going to OneFest, and you get to meet the Saturday night headliner, Toby Mac. All right, Jason.
Is it Jack Link's beef jerky?
Is it Jack Link's beef jerky? It is not, but I would say... I would say you are really sniffing in the right direction there,
you're
Jason, from Rice Lake.
Anybody else has been.
I'm calling from Altoona.
Okay.
What's your name?
My name's Desmond.
All right, Desmond.
Desmond.
And I'm guessing Slim Jims.
Desmond from Altoona. This is the first time we've actually heard from Altoona with the dozens of cities we've heard from. Desmond from Altoona says 500 million Slim Jims are produced each year.
Desmond, do you want to go to OneFest?
Yeah.
Because you're going!
Desmond, you win!
Yeah!
How old are you, Desmond?
I'm 11. I'm in the car with my family. I was just listening to you.
Yes! Well, Desmond, thank you so much for listening. And I don't want to presume because Halvo puts this together, but I think you guys might have just made best of the week.
You did.
And there you go. They did indeed. Well, this next tune from Crowder is called Happy Day, and hopefully we made a lot of happy days for all of you this week, our WWIB family. Looking forward to more fun next week as well. Thank you so much, Alvo, for putting it together for us every week. A recap, the best of the week here on WWIB.